With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We begin with Silo City. Tony, it's becoming Buffalo's new hotspot. A big event there last weekend drew thousands. And then tonight and tomorrow, Torrance Space Theater is utilizing that space. Tell us about it.
Well, it's called Motion Picture, and I'm hoping they don't get lost in the sauce of last week, because someone told me 15,000. Is that even possible?
Yeah. Had gone
down there. But Dan Shanahan, who has used Silo City before, you can put fabulous projections up on the side of those grain elevators. It's really eye-popping. And Dan also, 1812 reenactors and a horse, a helicopter, projections by Brian Millibrand. And he's doing sort of the internal thoughts of a soul. With a Torrance Space Theater, it's never a model of clarity. It's always a model of poetic vividness. Part of the fun is always the huge number of people, and it's a very unconventional space as you're down there. It's not like sitting in front of a proscenium theater. You're very much a part of an avant-garde theater event, a performance event. And it's thrilling, and that's what you can expect. So if you enjoyed last weekend, or if you didn't get to do it down at Silo City, head on back down to Silo City for Motion Picture from Torrance Space Theater, two nights only. And it's cool. That's what
really,
it is.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Well, we're a few weeks from Curtain Up, so a couple of ongoing productions are wrapping up. Ongoing for one more week, The Birds Attack.
The Birds Attack with Jimmy Janowski through September the 1st. That's BUA's parody of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, which is hilarious. And Ain't She Brave, which is being done over at Buffalo East with four African-American actresses, a delightful ensemble, kind of a choreographed poem, not unlike For Colored Girls in some ways. But yes, things slow down as everything gears up for Curtain Up. Some of the Curtain Up shows are in rehearsal already. I would mention, though, Buffalonians have a knack for taking for granted that just across the water, the Shaw Festival continues, and they are in high gear right now, that there is everything to see at the Shaw Festival. And for me, sometimes the play is immaterial, that I hear people picking and choosing and asking about this one or that one, and I'll pick them blindly and happily go. I haven't seen Major Barbara, but for me, that's my favorite of Shaw's plays, and I'm looking forward to seeing Major Barbara. But I was delighted with Light in the Piazza, the Adam Gettel musical. They're getting great mileage, I understand, out of Guys and Dolls, and I'll be heading up to see that.
And Lady Windermere's fan.
Of Oscar Wilde in his lifetime, this is the man who wrote The Importance of Being Earnest, and he seemed to just cast off witty phrases effortlessly, and he was criticized by many people saying that these plays required no effort, that these plays are not clever at all. As a critic, George Bernard Shaw himself came to Oscar Wilde's defense and said, "Apparently, I am the only person in London unable to write an Oscar Wilde play at will." So it's kind of nice to see Oscar Wilde included in the Shaw Festival, his delightful play, Lady Windermere's Fan.
Now, if you're like me, you might be adverse to crossing the border during the summer because of the ungodly waits at the bridges, 2 hours in some cases. But after Labor Day, the traffic eases, and all these shows, they go through October.
They do. I've been really lucky. I have not gotten stuck at the bridge, and you can check and see what the estimated time
is.
Yeah. It's so lovely to be at Niagara on the Lake, and if you plan to have dinner at the Prince of Wales Hotel or any of dozens of other, did I just endorse that? We get no consideration from that restaurant. I just like it. And or a gin and tonic at their bar, which is a delightful bar, and walk around the town, see what they've done with the gardens, go into the galleries, the shops. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Well, I loved Somerset Maugham's Our Betters. That was a handsome production, and the acting ensemble is possibly the best in the world.
And I've been meaning to bring this up all summer long, this observation that there used to be a time when there was no theater in Buffalo during the summer, and just Shakespeare in Delaware Park, but now we were filled with presentations all summer long.
Well, that's changed with the advent of air conditioning. Well, Melody Fair was always here in the summer, for those who can remember, but very few of the old summer stock theaters still exist. You know, a few about, but the great stars of Broadway used to head out to the country, head out to Bucks County, and do a show in the summer, but you're right, it's not like that anymore. The theater is a 12-month event.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.